great question, actually. We at Western Union met with the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative at the World Humanitarian Summit, which was held in Istanbul last May. And what was great about the meeting was that we realized we shared some of the very same goals. We both saw the need to support the refugee crisis in South Sudan. And the partnership and collaboration between Western Union and with the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative really, we believe, enables us to reach out to young people and to hopefully provide a new opportunity, particularly for peace building and for education training, to help people who are in refugee camps to start again with their lives and to rebuild. And that's what we were excited about the partnership, and that's what it enabled.
Okay. There are various refugee situations that the international community is grappling with, from Syria to Yemen, Iraq, and so on. Why has Western Union chosen to support the refugee crisis in Uganda?
So Western Union's chosen to support the refugee crisis in Uganda partly because we have been working with NGOs in the refugee space for many years, and we started to recognize that this refugee crisis is not only growing, but that it's truly global. And we do believe that support efforts have to be global as well. And we saw the need, both the challenges and the opportunity, to help refugees beyond what we're simply doing in Europe. We know that in Uganda in particular hosts the eighth largest refugee population in the world, the third largest in Africa. And so for us, intervening in Uganda to assist particularly South Sudanese who've been forcibly displaced by the ongoing civil war is important. We don't believe that any refugee situation should be left unattended. We know that the lives of people who are forcibly displaced can't be put on pause, especially children, especially young people. And we're trying to help to avoid a lost generation of people who are deprived of the right perspective, of feelings of normalcy and of hope, and of course, of gaining an education that can help to give people the skill sets to be self-sufficient in the future.
Okay, that's great. So how much money are we talking about in this partnership? And what is it for Western Union?
Sure. So the reason that Western Union are engaging in the refugee crisis in South Sudan and working with WPDI is purely because it helps us to deliver our mission. Western Union has a foundation. I'm the executive director of that foundation. And our mission is all about education. It's how can we help people who don't have the same opportunity to gain an education, a better education today, to give them a better employment opportunity tomorrow. And we really do believe that education has the power to help people achieve a better future. So we have pledged a three-year grant to the Forest Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative, or WPDI for short. The total is just over $1 million. And that's all about supporting their peace-building initiatives at a refugee camp in Kyandongo in Uganda. What we're hoping is that this funding will really help to provide access to life skills and to conflict resolution education for around 10,000 refugees at the camp.
Okay, what do you think a partnership like this might help the situation of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda?
Well, I think our hope is that a partnership between someone like Western Union and the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative is that we can work together on a project that will help young people to develop business skills, small business opportunities. That we're hoping that helps to provide an income for individuals who are entrepreneurs and can own their own small business, and as a result can generate an income for not only them and their families, but also for the community, and to help to stimulate their local economy. So for me, providing the right support and training and mentoring enables us to help young people grow as respected mediators and peace brokers, and who also have the opportunity to learn new skills so that they have the opportunity to run their own small businesses in the future. And I think that kind of partnership of developing individual skills for work, education and peace building hopefully gives people opportunity and a hope for people who've been displaced at a young age.
Okay, and then before we end this interview, when you look at the problems facing youth in refugee camps, where should the world be focusing its attention, actually?
That's a great question. Now, personally, I really believe we should be focusing our attention on the people. I really believe in education and its impact. And we know that young people in refugee camps really deserve a special kind of attention. And we know that they have been through some traumatic experiences and they need to be at peace. which is why we genuinely believe in providing psychosocial support and providing occupations. People need to have a hope for the future, and they need to have the skill set to have a hope for the future. We don't think we can provide for ourselves, for our families, for anyone, a sustainable future if we don't provide the skills to make a living. And we don't disseminate the mindset of peace and nonviolence in local communities. And that's what I really think we should focus on, particularly with young people. And I know that people in refugee communities have been traumatized by both conflict and displacement. And that's why I think they need this special kind of attention, which I genuinely believe that the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative capable of providing, and we really hope that 3-year project is the start of being able to grow to much broader programs in the future.
Okay, finally, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about the Western Union support for peace building initiatives?
I think simply that, you know, Western Union's goal is to support young women and young men to gain an education and to gain workforce training, so they've got the opportunity and the skills to make a living and hopefully a future. And so I hope that people engage in that idea and just understand why Western Union has got involved. And it's really the Western Union Foundation who has seized the opportunity to partner with the Whitaker Peace and Development Institute to make this kind of a difference.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time.
An absolute pleasure. It was lovely to talk to you today, Philip.